God bless you, dear friends. We have been receiving lots of messages lately from our listeners, especially from the US, who are preparing for the New World Order. They are worried because they see that there are more and more new laws that limit their freedom, everything heading towards the martial law and government repression. Some people are packing to leave the US, others are planning to stay there and fight. One thing they are especially pushing is to prepare firearms. Brother Joseph, thank you for being on the radio today.
God bless you. Nice to be here.
Brother, we know that the New World Order is pushing to take the firearms away from the population. And a lot of people are racing to buy as many firearms as possible before it is forbidden. Now, I have two questions. First, are you, brother, also preparing firearms? And second, do you counsel the brethren to prepare them?
Well, praise the Lord. I am preparing weapons, lots of weapons, in fact, because we have a lot of brethren here preparing like things like swords, helmets, and even shields I'm preparing.
What's behind?
Can I read it to you? It's very biblical. Look,
okay.
It's me. I'm just following the Bible.
I feel there's something behind it.
It says, look, Ephesians 6:13, it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate, you see, that's the breastplate, of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield, you see, shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked devil who will go to the lake of fire. 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 18. Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication of all saints. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. But now, seriously.
Wait, I didn't finish. 2 Corinthians 10. Though we walk in the flesh, verse 3, we do not war after the flesh.
Amen.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination, every high thing and every bad spirit of the devil that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, which means we need to think the thoughts of Jesus, to think the faith of Jesus, to have the faith of Jesus, to speak the words of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's it.
So, now,
of course,
that is wonderful,
of course I'm preparing weapons.
But it's all
I'm
in the
going
spirit.
To overcome the Antichrist.
That's all in the spirit you're talking.
Yes, in the spirit.
Now, realistically, physically, do you prepare firearms? How are you going to protect your children?
But, firearms, what are you planning to do with your firearms?
Defend yourself.
Against who?
Against anybody who is trying to...
The Antichrist and...
Hurt you and your children. Anybody wants to hurt you.
You know, the best weapons the Lord gave me was wisdom. Don't be in a place where people can hurt you. We were, for example, for almost a year, or about a year in Peru, and the criminals were after us. The gringos, we were supposedly, just by looking at us, they thought, oh, this government stole a lot of money. They even assaulted our, they put notes into our building with 10 families even there, and they wanted money. So we put a poster with, wrote by hands outside the building. This building is under the protection of Jesus Christ, and you devil, you have no authority, you have no power over this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. It disappeared.
Yes, it's true.
You remember that,
yes.
Right? So it's like, what are you going to do? Shoot the Antichrist soldiers? They're going to come with helicopter, with tanks or machine guns. So you pull out your gun and you kill a few, they're going to come with machine guns or with many more, even with missiles. Look what happened to the guy, what's his name? I think it was David or something, Davidians. They were in Waco. I think they are the kinds of weapons they had. So, the Antichrist know your weapons. They came with much more weapons. And they, the journalist said they made a hole in the house. They put a pipe with gas, and then they set on fire. They burned almost just about everybody. the devil's already here, the Antichrist is already here. It doesn't matter they call themselves a Nazi communist or American government, the devil is here. Like Jesus said in Matthew 10:23, when they persecuted one city, flee to another. I mean, I heard the people on TV say, oh, I'm preparing my ranch with animals to survive, firearms. You're going to be the first one they're going to kill.
So you're saying we don't need to prepare firearms?
You don't need firearms. You don't need. Look, I'll give you an example. Why don't you go to Luke 22:36-38?
Okay. Luke 22:36. Then he said to them, but now he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that this which is written must still be accomplished in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. So they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. And he said to them, it is enough.
Okay, you see, so two swords among 12 disciples, that was supposed to be enough. In other words, it's just for a show, for a defense. Two swords among 12 guys, they're good for nothing, you understand? But go to Matthew 26.
Okay.
So it's just more for a show. You're not supposed to go around killing people. You're supposed to love your enemies. And in fact, Jesus said that resist no evil, love them that hate you, etc. Understand? That's
okay,
just for a show. Okay, it's okay. You can carry a sword. You can carry a stick. In certain situations, you can carry like, you know, that kind of things. In Peru, like we are probably with criminals, we were carrying these little metal sticks, which they were selling in the streets. They were kind of retroactive. They're going in and out. They can stick in your belt. Just for a show. We never used it. But,
yes.
You know, in case like some alcoholic or some weird and you're possessed to jump on our sisters or maybe on the children, well, you show the stick and you chase them
they
away.
They think it twice.
You can even, I mean, if they actually jump on a sister or something, then you can bang a stick on the legs, not on the head. You're not trying to kill the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, desperate defense. But I don't think I would kill anybody, really. Did you go to Matthew
52? But Jesus said to him, put your sword in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?
See, Peter pulled out the sword. He said, oh, the master said to buy the sword. Here it is. I'm going to use it. So he chopped off the guy's, he got his ear cut off. So then Jesus healed the guy. And then he rebuked Peter and said, put your sword away in the sheath. Jesus said clear, they that live by the sword shall die by the sword. All these, especially the American Christians who have supported the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc., they're really off the track.
So what's our protection, Brother Joseph?
Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you understand? So, look, why don't you go to 2 Kings chapter 6?
All right. Yes?
15 until 18.
And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
Okay, until 18.
And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Wow. Chapter 1 also, understand? There were chariots of fire which the servants he couldn't see. Read the verse 9 until 12.
2 Kings 1 from 9 to 12.
Yeah.
Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. So he went up to him, and there he was sitting on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, man of God, the king has said, come down. So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men.
Understand? Then another 51 came, the same story.
Wow.
So at the end, the 102 died.
This
was King Ahab and Jezebel sending soldiers. They wanted to get Elijah, and they killed a bunch of prophets, so God was really upset with this guy. So you see, fire from heaven, chariots of fire, understand?
But these are all miraculous ways to get protection.
Exactly, but that's how we're going to get protection. And the Christian will not have this protection, going to be destroyed, like it says in Revelation 12:17, Revelation 13, 7, Daniel 11, 33 and 35, Matthew 24, 15 until 22.
But why do you say that Christians who won't have this protection will be destroyed?
The Christians who are not going to be in God's will, in God's place, they're going to be destroyed. In the check the scripture I just gave you.
So you mean because they're not in God's will? Because they, mm-hmm. what are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to prepare. For example, the Christians were unprepared when communists took over in Vietnam, in China, in Russia, in the Muslim country. They get destroyed. I mean, these Christians get together, send the money and pray. The demon-possessed religious people pass by with a motorbike and throw bombs inside the church.
So what are they supposed to
do? They're supposed to do like the early church. Get together in private house where nobody knows where they are, in just the spiritual catacombs, pray in secret like we are doing.
You mean
we
hide?
Are in an area here in South America that the churches around are so dead, they even give us trouble.
It's
you understand?
True.
They're yes. so dead.
Unfortunately.
Okay, I'm sorry. Today, it's like you witness to unbelievers, atheists. You know what they say? You know. They say, well, I don't believe in God because look at Christianity. They are rich. They are selfish. They are
yes.
this. They are that. They don't have love, etc. See, today Christianity, in most cases, has become a proof against God that God doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, the first thing we do is say, listen, don't look at Christianity. Don't look at most Christians. Look at God. Look at the Bible. Look at the gospel. Look at Jesus Christ. Don't look at the Christians who are just there busy making money. I mean, of course, thank God for those few Christians, those few pastors who are just not pocketing everything. They go rich and lost. So today, if you want to prove the existence of God, you have to say, don't look at the Christians because they are an example. They are a proof that there is no God.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
So conclusion then, they need to hide.
Yeah, to hide in spiritual catacombs. What is that? Just disappear. Like all these guys I see and around the internet, they're blasting the New World Order, they're blasting. Okay, it's good they do that, but attention, don't think that you're going to, when the crisis explodes, don't think you're going to go to your farm where you have your animals and your firearms. You're going to end up like
yes.
the Davidians in Waco who got just all killed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, conclusion then. As far as firearms, you're suggesting no, that's not a solution.
No,
don't buy
no,
firearms.
No.
But the solution then to get protection during the end time is to be obedient, be in God's
yes.
will. And then you get this miraculous protection, including if it's needed to call fire from heaven. I mean, I have to admit, it's a little crazy.
I don't think you're going to call fire from heaven because Elijah did. It's not necessary. Sometime, you know, if you read the Revelation 11, verse 5 and 6, that will happen too. They will send fire and burn their enemies.
Mm-hmm.
God's witness. Says that too,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be every 5 minutes you burn people up.
Because it sounds unrealistic.
Of course, no. I'm just showing you how God is going to protect this. In Revelation 12, verse 6 and 14, the church, the obedient church, which is called the woman, the bride of Christ, is protected 1,260 days. Okay, which is 3.5 years, which is the exact length of the tribulation with the Antichrist and the power over the world, Revelation 13,
mm-hmm.
verse 5.
I understand. So the protection is in obedience.
Obedience, the protection is in Matthew 10:23. It says, the persecutor in one city, flee to another. No, go buy a gun and shoot and kill. What are you going to do? Kill all the Antichrist followers? It's not going to happen.
No.
It's prophesied the other way around. In Daniel 11, it says, they understand among the people, they shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, by flame, by captivity, by spoil, many days, 3.5 years. You understand?
Amen,
Matthew
yes.
11, read it. Abomination set and then persecution. Protection is in Jesus, Holy Spirit. God can make you invisible if he wants. But the thing is that, look, while the worst time, we took the plane and flew out of Europe. And we took about, I think, 10, 11 months to sell everything. What we couldn't sell, we gave everything to the orphanages. We took the plane and here we are, a wonderful place. We have a little house with I think we have about 80, 90 trees.
Thank you,
Jesus. Provided a very, very cheap place, a miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. And then the Lord provided, we go witnessing, and our evangelistic teams come back, and they come back, we go witnessing farm. They come back with chicken, with goats. Today, we got a goat that gave birth to a little goat.
By itself, this morning, the goat gave birth. It was a surprise
for us. So beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
so,
the Lord.
Conclusion, put your trust in God,
in Jesus,
not in the firearms.
In Jesus. Look at the example of Jesus, the disciple. Don't look at what the people are saying on the internet. Don't believe every YouTube, every this guy who's trying to scare you, trying to sell books. I don't know what they're trying to do. Look at the Bible.
Amen.
Look, if you need the counsel, all our production, all our revelation, all our prophecies, all our teachings, all free.
Amen.
Okay, all free. It's available for everybody. Praise the Lord.
And I would like to close with one of the scriptures that you quoted in the beginning, which is the key, is the answer to this question concerning firearms. It was in Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Okay, then since you are at it, I'd go to the limit. Hebrews 11, 29 and 30.
All right, Hebrews 11, 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. And?
30.
By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days.
32 to 35.
And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Wow.
Do you understand? The ones who look for firearms, the ones that will need firearms, are the ones who don't have the weapons of the Spirit. But they will lose.
Yes.
You're not going to fight against the Antichrist with weapons. It's not Armageddon time yet. Understand?
Yes.
It's Matthew 10:23 time. Persecuting one city, go to another.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen and amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much.